In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Barrett and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
And what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddy.
Welcome to Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports, episode 245. I'm your host, John Seneca, with Flying Solo for this episode. We're going to do a quick hit because we got the All-Star game coming up on Tuesday, and today, Monday, as we're recording this, is, I would say, probably the biggest draw of the All-Star festivities, which is Home Run Derby. Honestly, that's what people are going to tune into because that's the one thing that kind of goes quicker and there's going to be more excitement. It's not like the regular game where a pitcher might not pitch or a pitcher is going to come in and throw one inning and your star player is going to play maybe two at-bats. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the All-Star Home Run Derby, and we're also going to talk a little bit really quick about Yankees and Red Sox and how it unfolds. But after the All-Star festivities wrap up later in the week, as before the season kicks back into high gear, Brian and I will be back together with another episode previewing what we think the Red Sox chances are, the Yankees chances are, because let's be honest, the Yankees are playing better. The Red Sox are playing a lot better, only a half a game out of a wild card. They could not creep up and finish at the All-Star break. A 500 record, they're barely under 500, but let's be honest, I mean, the way the American League is right now, anything's going to happen. So we're going to come back, we're going to talk about what we think the teams, our team, need to do leading up to the trade deadline on August 3rd. And then just our thoughts in general and what happened over the All-Star festivities weekend. But that being said, let's talk about the Home Run Derby because that's important. Why is that important? It's important because it's being broadcast by a new medium. Going to be on Netflix. So right away, anybody who doesn't know that is and doesn't have Netflix, and I guess if you're living under a rock, most people have Netflix, you're going to be like, where can I watch this? And you're going to be all pissed off and you're going to be searching. So right away, that's what you got to know. You got to know, go get Netflix, and that's where it's going to be tonight at 8 o'clock. And a few other things. New format, right? It's not going to be a time thing anymore. There's not going to be any money balls or that kind of stuff. The way it's going to work is there's eight players, and we'll get into those players in a minute, but here's the format. Eight players are going to start. There's going to be a first round, and all you're going to do in the first round, you're going to get 20 swings. That's it, 20 swings. You swing at the ball, that's your swing. And if the ball goes out, you keep that swing, and if the ball doesn't go out of the park, you lose that swing. So if you hit 20 home runs right away, you're going to keep in the swings. You figure that out. You know how that works. Tiebreakers in the first round are decided by who hit the longest home run. Second round. That is, I guess, called the semifinals, and that's where the top four players go in the second round. And that format drops to 15 swings, same as before the 20 swings. You hit it out, you keep it, don't hit it out, you lose it. That four players is top player versus the four seed and the two seed versus the three seed, so total home runs. In that round, the tiebreaker, if there's a tiebreaker, is decided by a three swing off. So if you get obviously three swings, whoever got the most home runs out of those three swings wins the tiebreaker. Same to be said in the third round, which is the final round, which is obviously the two best players from the second round. They get 15 swings. Same thing, tiebreaker is a three swing off. So much different format. So you're not going to have the old, I guess I'll say old because that's what I've been doing for the last few years, where it's a time thing and you get to call a timeout and then you get a money ball. Stuff. I mean, let's be honest, MLB was trying to jazz this up and make it different and make it, I guess, more exciting. I don't know how you can make Home Run Derby more exciting. Bryce Harper does. He wants to put aluminum bats into a money ball round, which would actually be kind of cool. So, I mean, I don't know. I think it's better because these players aren't sitting there hacking and trying to get these swings in, and they're not having somebody standing there as an umpire telling them if the ball went out and timing it and seeing if it went out and maybe it's not out yet and then the pitcher's throwing too quick. And I didn't like that format at all. I like this better. Everybody's on the same level playing field. You get the 20 swings. You get the 15 swings. If you swing at a bad pitch, that's your fault, right? That's your problem. It's not the fact that it's the timer's problem. Now, let's talk about the pitchers, right? this is actually really cool. And I think this has kind of always been the situation, but they're touting it more this time. Each pitcher gets to pick their, each batter gets to pick their own pitcher. And that's, like I said, that's kind of the way it's been. Usually it's a pitching coach or a BP coach. But a lot of times it's the player's family member, their father. And why is that relevant? Because that's what Ben Rice is doing. Ben Rice is one of the participants in the HR Derby. And he's picked his father. His father is going to throw to him, which is, I mean, let's be honest. As a Yankee fan and as a baseball fan in general, if you follow Major League Baseball, you know that the home run derby is kind of the kiss of death. If you get in the home run derby, you win the home run derby, you wind up taking all these swings, you get all tired, and the second half you burn out and you don't play that good. It's not a scientific thing. It's just something that usually happens. It's like the Sports Illustrated cover curse or the EA Sports curse or whatever it is. That being said, you know, these players do it because it's fun, right? You can win something out of it. You get to hang out. You get to be on national television. It's an interesting thing to do, and it's cool, right? But the other thing that's cool about it is you get your dad to pitch to you. I mean, how cool is that? The person that basically did everything for you, like growing up and has been pitching to you your whole life. I mean, honestly, that would be the coolest thing in my opinion. It would be almost cooler than seeing your kid play MLB and be able to go out there and pitch to him. So that's going to be an awesome moment for Ben Rice and his father. And I'm sure they're going to soak it in like unbelievable. It's very cool. Very cool. And I would guess that Bryce Harper's dad will probably pitch to him, or maybe he'll have his brother pitch to him, because I know his dad has pitched to him in the past. And I believe he pitched to him when Bryce Harper won home run derby. I think he won it once. But that being said, let's get to the contestants in the home run derby, because there are two players from Philadelphia. From the Phillies, since it's at Citizens Bank Park in Philly, that are going to be on. That's Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber. And right now, I'll run through the list. We talked about Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber. Schwarber's the favorite right now to win it. But the other guys are Jack Caglione, Junior Caminero, who's on absolute heater. He has been hitting home runs left and right like crazy. Red Sox fans, Wilson Contreras, all right? You know, Manny 2.0, Mr. Cuckoo. He's sneaking his way in there. He deserves to be there. He's had a great season, especially if you're going to take the representative from each team. He definitely deserves to be there as the player rep, position player rep, that is, for the Red Sox. Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Ben Rice, who we talked about, and Munetaka Murakami from the White Sox, which is an interesting pick because he just came off the IL. So that's kind of strange how he's going to be in the home run derby after just coming off the IL. And the player for the Cardinals, Jordan Walker, who's a young player, has been very touted coming up through the minors in his last few seasons, but struggled coming up initially, but has found his groove and maybe all-star team this year is having a very good season. So you heard the contestants. Now let's talk about the odds. The odds on favorite right now is Kyle Schwarber at +330. I would have to agree with that. I mean, he's a hometown guy. He hits a ton of home runs. He's won this. He won it last year. He's won it a bunch of times. I mean, the dude knows how to hit home runs. The next favorite, which is surprising, is Junior Caminero. And then Murataka Murakami, which is, that surprised me, at +500. Caminero's at +425. And then you go to Caglione at 650, Jordan Walker at 700, 850 for both Bryce Harper, +850 for both Bryce Harper and Ben Rice. Now, I'm not going to say it's a left-handed thing because Schwarber is the favorite, right? And Junior Caminero is right behind him at +425 if he's a righty. And Citizens Bank Park plays pretty uniform, right? For left and righties, left field line is 334, right field line is 330. 409 to dead center. The power alley does drop a little faster in right center field, where it drops out quick from 369 to 398 feet. But it's not so much where you're going to really see it, because a home run derby, most of these guys are going to be pulling the ball like crazy. So you're not going to worry so much about the power alley aspect of that. So I would think, you know, yes, Schwarber is probably the fan favorite. My pick, I'm going to go. This isn't a homer pick. This is a pick that I think is legit. I mean, the guy is second in all of baseball, I think, or is he tied? I think he's 29 home runs. Ben Rice. I mean, come on. I mean, the dude can rake, and he's got a left-handed swing. His dad's going to be pitching to him. And, you know, he's probably just going to try to put that home run swing on. So I'm picking Ben Rice to win the whole thing. I don't like that pick because the longer he's in it, the more burned out he gets. And if he plays in it, he's going to at least do three rounds, right? And I don't want the curse on him. It's funny when he actually got it announced, we were driving in the car, my son and I, and we looked at each other. We were like, no, don't. We don't want you in the All-Star Home Run Derby. But let's hope it doesn't give him the Home Run Derby curse. But that's my pick. I'm going to go with Ben Rice. And I would love to see Bryce Harper win it. Schwarber's great. Everybody loves Schwarber. And he's probably, again, the favorite. But I would love to see Harper win it. I'm just a big Bryce Harper fan. Junior Caminero is crazy good. He could easily sneak away with this. And Caglione, I mean, he's another left-handed bat who can really pound the ball. So this is a very good lineup. I'd really like to see Matt Olson in this. And Nick Kurtz, but Nick Kurtz is hurt right now, which is great for Ben Rice because Ben Rice is going to be starting at first base for the All-Star game. Vladdy is obviously, he didn't belong there, so he bailed out, and now Kurtz is hurt. So looks like Ben Rice will start. So his season is looking really good right now as far as All-Star nods go. So the only time will tell as far as the Home Run Derby. But again, I'm picking Ben Rice to win it. It's plus 850. I'm not putting any money on it, but I guess if I did, I would make out pretty well because he's towards the higher end, like I said, of the odds to win it. So that's not that good. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. That's tonight, 8 p.m. on Netflix. And it's going to be interesting to see what Netflix does. I mean, are they going to incorporate more drones or, you know, what exactly is going to be the little slice of difference that they're going to do other than the format? And I'm a big fan of the format. I like it. I don't want to see players rushing and having to get toweled off and the Gatorades dumped, or not dumped on them, but Gatorade breaks and all this other stuff. So we'll see. Tune in for that. And then on Tuesday, the actual All-Star game with Brian will tell you no one cares about them. I don't think really in general anyone cares about them. But the players obviously do because it's a good time for them to act like kids again, right? And hang out with some of these players. Obviously, these guys grow up. I'll say grow up because some of these guys are making the All-Star teams as older players. And some of these young guys are super young, like 22, 23 years old. And you know they watch these guys playing. So they're fanboying themselves. So they'll enjoy it. Let's talk about one more thing before we wrap it up today that is not enjoyable. And that is bad officiating, bad umpire, right? With the ABS system introduced, it is shown, one, I'll say, how good the umpires are, because some of them, most of them, the majority of them are excellent. It's insanely impressive how good the umpires are. It's insanely impressive how good the catcher's eyes are, and how good the batter's eyes are, and also how the pitchers probably ever challenge. And most people will tell you pitchers probably shouldn't challenge, and they haven't been. And I think that's good because the catchers and the batters are unbelievable. That being said, what's not been good is Jen Powell. We talked about her last year in August when she debuted as the first female umpire in Major League Baseball in August of 2025. And it didn't really go that great for her then. She had some rough gigs there. But what wasn't really good is Sunday, right before the All-Star break, she had a bad game. Really bad game against the Blue Jays and the Padres. In the second inning, she blows a challenge call because she makes a call and it's clearly off, clearly misses. And then she turns her head and makes this long strike call and misses. And misses the fact that the guy taps his helmet and tries to challenge. And then she says it's too late. Coach goes crazy for the Padres. They ask for a conference. They don't give him the challenge. He gets thrown out. And then right in the bottom of the second inning, it comes back where the Blue Jays, again, are pitching. And Gausman goes to pitch, and she calls a balk. But at the same time, she doesn't stop the play and then calls a strike. So everyone's like, was it a ball? Is it a balk or is it a strike? Well, the umpires converge again, and they say it's not a strike, it's a balk. So a run scores from third on a bases loaded balk, which is the right call, apparently, that she made, but she made two calls. So, again, not a good look. This is touching off a whole storm of controversy because a lot of people are saying that she's not good, which is true. She's statistically one of the worst Major League Baseball umpires at, like, 90% efficiency, and C.B. Buckner's only worse than her, and he has only done like 4 games this year because he's on like medical leave or something. He technically isn't a full-time umpire, but she just was announced that she's going to be a full-time Major League umpire in 2027. So MLB just announced this over the 4th of July weekend. So they are in up to their neck on this. So there's no turning back now. There's no turning back now. And why do I say that? And they're up to their neck because she's not good. Hopefully she'll get better, but it's shown, and you can go back and watch it. She had a terrible game against the Twins and Cardinals on the 18th of June, where she blew 3 straight calls in the first inning, the 3 first pitches of the first inning. If you remember, the first thing she got called, she called a strike on a ball that was like 6 inches off the plate. I'm not saying it's not a male-female thing. It's more of she's probably just not good. She spent a ton of time in the minor leagues, and there was a reason for that. So Major League Baseball, I guess, you know, a lot of people are saying that they cowed the pressure and they pushed her through, you know, because they want a female umpire. That's fine, right? But maybe you pushed the wrong person through, right? Like, you've got this problem now. It's going to be here, and if she's not going to get better, you're stuck with it. You're stuck with your next Angel Hernandez, and you're stuck with your next CB Buckner, and the problem is now she's female. And that's going to cause controversy because most people are saying that a female shouldn't be umpiring a male sport, and a male shouldn't be umpiring a female sport, and a male's not going to come charging out of the dugout and argue a call to a female umpire. That kind of stuff. Like, the dynamic is just not good. So you got that part of it, and you got the part that she just sucks at what she does. So this is not, this, I don't see this ending well at all. I just don't, because the looks have been so bad. It's not like they're like here and there. Like, Angel Hernandez became a joke, right? But it took Angel Hernandez a long time to become a joke because social media and technology needed him to become a joke. Like, that's what needed to happen, and that's what happened. Well, she's coming in right at the height of this. So everything that she's doing is completely scrutinized. It's just blown out of proportion. It's only going to get worse because this is what people are going to talk about coming into the All-Star break, out of the first half of the season that just happened. And her looks have been bad all season, and she just got announced that she's had a full-time position coming to 2027. So MLB, good luck with that. Hey, at least it's going to give the media something to talk about and plenty of memes to go forward. So TBD on Jen Powell, but it's not starting out too good. But congratulations on your job in 2027. You'll be in the umpires union, and history tells you could suck really bad and keep your job in the umpires union. So that being said, you have listening to episode 245 of Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry sports. And like I said, we will be back later in the week, Brian and I, talking about the All-Star Game festivities wrap and what we think our teams need to do going forward. Because listen, let's be honest, the Yankees are a mess. They just played a team that's just blown saves like it's their job the whole season. 27 saves, they've blown all season. So let's not get too excited. They came back in the league. So fuck, the Sox are surging, and baseball is completely winnable, especially in the American League. We all know the Yankees will do something. Questioning what will the Sox do. So we'll talk about that later in the week. But for now, you've been listening to episode 245 of Fan Base, deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.